Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, celebrating over 10 years on the air. Good morning. Today is the 12th of October, 7:05 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Carl and the Bot here. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, aren't we, Ashley? Yay!
Okay. Streaming!
Streaming! It's always in the middle of the night. In the middle of the night. The computer updates itself.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Now, sometimes it comes back on, sometimes it doesn't. But when people tell me at 3 o'clock in the morning it's not streaming, I ask myself two questions.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Well, I ask myself the question.
Couldn't help it.
Why does it do that? And the second question is, why are you up at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, the first question is computer gods.
Yeah, computer gods, why do you do this?
Why do you do this? And the second question
is, thanks for listening 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
When do you sleep? Really, when do you sleep? So, anyway.
Well, there's
Ashley's at the helm.
Good morning.
She's got us some things that she's going to share.
Oh, good morning, Ashley. Yeah.
Good morning. Happy National Gumbo Day. That's really what's important right now.
Now, gumbo, not gumby.
Gumbo.
Gumbo. Like the
New Orleans.
What you consume.
New Orleans gumbo.
Yep.
And?
Farmer's Day.
You know what?
That. National Kick Butt Day.
God
National
bless
kick
our farmers
butt
who kick butt.
Okay, now National Kick Butt Day. How appropriate that the Senate hearings are opening today with Amy Barrett Travis. No, Amy Travis Barrett. Amy Coney Barrett.
Coney Barrett, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Who is going to be the next Supreme Court Justice of the United States.
All right, next.
Is Linda.
No.
No,
there's like five things that are something day.
It's also National Native American and Columbus Day.
Native American and Columbus Day. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Next.
National Free Thought Day.
Okay.
Wait a minute. There's not much room there. You know what? I have put up some free thinking on the Facebook.
And I
don't get that same feeling.
People
Maybe
don't want
is,
you to free today think.
Today's your only day you're allowed to free think.
Okay, today on Facebook I turn it loose.
All right.
Oh boy. Just don't do it on the Free Fire page. Do it on your personal page.
Okay. And I think there's one more in there, right?
Online Bank and Savings Day.
Huh.
Online Banking Day? Who comes up with these?
I don't know.
I tell you what, online banking is.
Has it changed your life?
It probably has, but, you know, in the sense of it's easier. It's much easier to do things.
Okay, it's currently 57 degrees in the Dow. Speaking of digits, today is 57, right now, currently 57 degrees in the downtown studios. We have about 57% humidity if you're stepping outside and trying to figure out what the day consists of. Looks like we're going to have sunny with a high around 84. Oh, it was so beautiful yesterday. A little bit after that, let me give you a quick update. Partly cloudy tonight with our overnight lows of 53. Tuesday calls for 87. Tuesday night, 55. Wednesday, 87. Thursday, 92. Friday, 92. Saturday, 90. Sunday, 85. Well, and the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Pain, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Now, my gig Saturday night was canceled at the country club. And they, you know, they have to give you a couple days to make a decision because I had people coming out of town and you know, one of my players was coming out of Chico, et cetera. And it was canceled because it's 50% chance of showers. And then I think it went up to 60. You know, this is around Tuesday of last week. And, then we went into the red zone, and which means that, if it did in fact rain, which Saturday night would have been the best night for outside music. But, if it did rain, in fact, according to the forecast, that means they would have moved you inside and now you're at a quarter capacity or something like that indoors. And if many of you know who have been to the little restaurant downstairs, the club room that overlooks the first tee, it's a small room with maybe, 10 tables, something like that, maybe 15 tables. So anyway, that was a bummer in the sense that we all were looking forward. We're all chomping at the bit to do some music and feel that whole energy that comes through. All right, so weekend time. Carl, you were on the range all day yesterday. Saturday, you're getting here.
Ted Leidy, for his instructors, couple times a year, he adds different things on that you are qualified to teach. So the first day, we got there at 9. On Saturday, we didn't get out there till 7 because it's all, people giving classes and paperwork and a test, a 50-question test plus a 100-question test that the students do under the NRA CCW course. And then Sunday's all day shooting. You get out there about 8, which is usually that's usually an hour and a half before then we usually do when we're teaching. And then we shot till 4:30 yesterday. So it was a long weekend, an intensive weekend because yesterday we shot about 250 rounds yesterday. And the main topic of conversation for 2 days is, where do you get your ammunition at? this one gentleman said, every chance I got for years, I bought an ammo box full of ammo. And he says, I'm okay now. And then Gary Pickle, Dr. Pickle, we could call him Dill or Sweet, but no, he's Dr. Pickle, is a reloader. And when the brass hits the ground, there's guys out there picking it up for reloading. So it was a great day, a great class, some really super people. This class, two of the students, one came from Reno, one came from Oakland, just for this class. So not because they couldn't get it closer, but because Ted Leidy teaches a great class.
And if you're a basketball fan, the longest, most chaotic basketball season is finally over. It proved to be an extreme endurance test, and so it figures that James, the pretentious king of the league, would carry the Los Angeles Lakers past all the obstacles. He was destined to win his fourth championship now because he's the quintessential sports icon for this time and an entire and transcendent socially engaged celebrity with a nerve to step wherever he thinks he can make an impact and back it up by performing on the court at a historic level.
And thanks to LeBron and other statements that the NBA made, they had the lowest ratings and the lowest and they've had since they've kept records, a 70% drop since last year, and people watching it. I wonder why.
Well, when we come back, we're going to cover some more headlines, but
I want to talk about Amy Barrett, Amy Coney Barrett.
Let's do that.
I've got 7 things you should know about her.
Okay, well, I'm looking up on one of the, the 5 news sources that I kind of peruse in the mornings, and according to this one, gamblers bet the farm on Joe.
Well, gamblers are gamblers. That's why it's called gambling. That's what they did last time on Hillary.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see.
You know what?
500 hours left until we find out.
Until the vote. It's going to take a long time to find out.
Do you think so? What's your prediction?
Well, it's going to take a good week.
You don't think that we're going to know on the
4th? I think that, what I've seen, which probably makes some kind of sense to me, is that Trump's going to win on election night. Now you've got to count the millions of votes. We've already had our county clerk has already had been inundated with mail-in ballots.
Well, I can tell you right now, that's right. A lot of people are saying, I'm just not waiting. And there were letters to the editor this morning and this weekend in the Record Searchlight, one of which was, I don't even live in California anymore, and I'm getting mail-in ballots to my house, and so is... so are relatives that no longer live there. And there's got to be all kinds of voter fraud.
Well,
it's
the possibility is there. Now, 50,000 voters in Ohio got the wrong ballots.
Mm.
So, I mean, if you've been doing absentee ballot voting, that's different because, you know, you've got that set up. But mailing millions of ballots out and you don't have a way of really checking signatures and all this, yes, it does open it up to where there could be problems on this. When you look at it down here, every vote that comes through Shasta County is looked at by a human to see if it matches their DMV signatures. And down in LA, they don't have that ability to do that for millions of votes. So it's by a machine that, as our county clerk has said, has not been vetted to make sure this thing works that well. So you can imagine that. How many votes will be kicked out that are good and how many will be accepted that are bad? This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at SSD Oil. Bill and Dana over there have been working at a cyclic rate for two reasons. One, they deliver gas and oil, petroleum products all throughout the 12 western states. But during the fire season, they have three or four trucks that are moving 24 hours a day. So they've got to have drivers. They've got to have people working these so they can support our firefighters. Not only our firefighters, but also the planes. They deliver jet fuel. They have trucks in other states delivering jet fuel on a 24-hour basis to help keep the firefighters. So when you think of our firefighters, and God bless them, also think about SST Oil that's right out there with them, making sure that they have the fuel they need to fight these fires. That's SST Oil. They're out there at 2370 Wyndham Lane, and they've been here as a part of our community since 1967. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, while I'm counting, will ever be a mountain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, that's the song of the count. I count the spiders on the wall. I count the cobwebs in the hall.
Are you tired of corporate-bought Sacramento politicians who don't have any idea what we need in the North State? So am I. That's why I'm running to be our state senator. My name is Pamela Swartz, and I'm your neighbor, not a politician. We've got wildfires burning down our towns and internet connections that don't exist or barely work, and we're stuck with self-serving career politicians. This has to stop. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for state senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate. ID number 142-3306.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
You know, there's some great fishing around Redding, but there's some great problems here, too, because of politics. Heck, some of these politicians must think I'm a fish, because they keep throwing me line after line of gonna do's to get elected, but then nothing gets done. Former Mayor Winter said our homeless problem was beyond the scope of local government. That's like me saying I can't catch a big fish because my tackle's too small. Come on. Or how about McElvain? Promising privatized internet 4 years ago. Oh, but now he's up for re-election saying, let's do a pilot program for $800,000, knowing it could be rejected by the voters. You know the old saying, if it smells like fish, Well, I'm casting my vote for Mark Masano for City Council. Masano is a 28-year vet of the California Highway Patrol and is going to work his City Council job full-time so something does get done.
My name is Mark Masano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Masano, Council Member, City of Reading.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. From 2006 to 2014, I served on the Reading City Council, and most of those years, I also sat on the Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee. Through the Reading Rancheria, we donated millions of dollars to the City of Reading, Shasta County, and many special districts. This much-needed money was allocated for things like the Reading Fire Department's ladder truck, and positions in the Sheriff's Office, and positions in the DA's Office. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and this is why I support the tribe. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM.
It's my era, buddy.
AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here at 605-4567. We've got kind of open show this morning until 8 o'clock when Shasta College joins us. But this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's among the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They receive 4 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications. Means they have very few surgical complications. All is at Shasta Regional. Your health, your choice.
Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearing day one. So what's being covered?
Well, but 7 things you need to know about Amy Coney Barrett. She's a mother of 7. She was born and raised in New Orleans. She's 48 years old and the oldest of 7 children. She now has 7 children with her husband, Jesse, whom she met at Notre Dame Law School. 2 of the children were adopted in Haiti, and her youngest child has Down syndrome. Do you say, well, how do you take care of those kids, you know, if you both are working? She is her sister has come in and has helped a lot. Her husband is now taking up a lot more of the duties there, especially after she was appointed to the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals. Her Catholic faith has become a point of contention, and and the Democrats are in a tough spot. They want to attack her, but to attack somebody just on your basis of religion is unconstitutional. One, and two, it is just low. Because they're trying to tie
Biden's in. Catholic.
Biden's Catholic. And he's reaching out to a lot of Catholics. So now you've got on the Senate Judicial Committee, Senator Kamala Harris, who is running for vice president. Now, you could say maybe you should recuse yourself. But she won't, because she's not going to miss her chance on this. In December 2017... when she was appointed to the Seventh Court of Appeals, Barrett had to assert numerous times that her faith would not influence her jurisprudence. Dianne Feinstein used the word dogma and law. And I think whatever a religion is, it has its own dogma. Well, Dianne Feinstein was attacked from both sides after that for using those words, acting like somebody, just because you're Catholic, you can't be fair. I don't know if anybody brought that up to Ruth Ginsburg, Justice Ginsburg, that she was Jewish and that would have an effect on things that she would do. Her friends praised her as fair and a powerhouse, and that she clerked for Justice Antonin Scalia. And her judicial philosophy is often likened to her former boss, and her scholarship focuses on originalism. Originalism, which is looking at the Constitution, not making decisions based on the soup of the day. It goes back to the Constitution. It's never appropriate for a judge to impose the judge's personal convictions, whether they arise from faith or anywhere else on the law, as she has pointed out. She teaches at Notre Dame Law School, and she graduated in 1997. She has served as a visiting professor at George Washington University Law School before returning to her alma mater in 2002. She'd be the youngest justice on the bench. At 48, she's receiving a lifetime appointment as the youngest justice on the bench and the fifth woman. Now, five women out of nine justices. There's fairness. Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh are both in their mid-50s. Sonia Sotomayor, John Roberts, and Elena Kagan are in their 60s. Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas are in their 70s, and Stephen Breyer is 82.
Well, here's how long it's taken to confirm the past Supreme Court justices. Brett Kavanaugh was 89 days. Neil Gorsuch is 66 days. Ilana Kagan, 87 days. Sonia Sotomayor, 72 days. Samuel Alito, 92 days. John Roberts, 72 days. Stephen Breyer, 77 days. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 50 days. And Clarence Thomas, 106 days.
And there have been others that have been appointed or been have gotten through the process in 30 days and less, as will Judge Amy Coney Barrett. The American the ABA, American Bar Association, a substantial majority of the standing committee confirmed that Judge Barrett is well qualified, and it confines its evaluation to the qualities of integrity, professional competence, and judicial temperament, and they rate her as well qualified before this confirmation starts. Not questionable, not just qualified, but well qualified for this. It's going to be a battle, and it starts today. They've already started making their opening speeches. It'll be interesting to see what they are, how they will attack her, because there will be attacks. It won't be like Kavanaugh, where it was just a circus, and horrible things were said that were never proved. But unfortunately for Justice Kavanaugh, they were said with no backing, and it led to other things. Why would she say it if it wasn't true? Well, unfortunately, Senator Harris, who said that, did not say the same thing about the woman who has accused Joe Biden of sexually assaulting her. And in fact, the only time you've ever seen this woman speak on major media is in Australia. Yeah, that's right, Australia, not in the United States. Now, why do you think that is? Why do you think that hasn't come up? And why do you think that all the people that were screaming for open borders aren't screaming about open borders right now? Oh, because there could be a chance of a pandemic. Maybe we should be able to control those borders. Just a thought.
Well, wanted to go to a couple things here that are trending. Excuse me. I lost my place. Let me get back to it.
Well, let's go to Portland. Portland.
Yeah.
Two things happened. On a couple of nights ago, 79 protesters came to a small police substation. They were dressed in armor, helmets, black clothing. They were carrying clubs and other devices. The Portland police immediately reacted and ended up arresting most of them. And they said it was because, well, they're dressed in black and this is a used street. We're trying to ensure that nobody gets hurt here. And they arrested a number of them. Now, I'm sure they got released on recognizance because last night they started tearing down statues, Linda.
Well, this makes me want to cry, so many of you, you know, you do a morning show like this. I shouldn't be so sensitive, but okay. The rioters have toppled the Abraham Lincoln. This is like the end times. This just bothers me to such a deep, visceral level. toppling Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt statues in Portland, museum windows smashed. How does that make you feel about, first of all, erecting the statues of, you know, everybody, every leader, every human being in every human being on our planet has flaws. They've done great things in their life, and then there may be some things that, you know, unknowingly and or knowingly, you know, when you have to be, you know, in charge of a country or in charge of a, you know, a big body of people, a large body of people. So according to OregonLive.com, the statues in South Park Block were toppled during Indigenous Day of Rage. The nearby Oregon Historical Society Museum was also reportedly attacked. A video of the toppled statue showed that they had been vandalized with the words "stolen land" spray painted on their bases. The Roosevelt statue was also vandalized with "murderer." And on that note, we have to take a break. Just, I'm not trying to incite rage in you on this Monday morning, but what can we do in order to stop the insanity? We got to take a break. This portion of the show is someone who will help you with your sanity, and that's Judy Maxwell and Maxwell Insurance. When you're figuring out what the heck, the fires, what's happening with my rates, where am I going, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. For all your insurance needs, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott on this Monday morning. I have to calm down here because I'm starting to shake. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palo Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Turtle Bay has new exhibits ready to be explored. See stunning benches of all shapes and sizes and bench press, please be seated, please. And then head over to Expedition Earth on a journey through the world's biomes filled with interactive science activities. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I get a fever that's so hard to bear, you give me fever. When you kiss me,
and if
you're
just tuning in, this is Carla Linda Bott on this Monday morning, the 12th of October. Yeah, we're almost in the middle of the month here, on the 10th month of the year. And speaking of fevers, if you're home or you've been, somebody who's had an operation or you just need a little bit of help around the house, we know a lot of people right now that are experiencing this with their elders and or have just come home from the hospital. People can't come to help you because they may be quarantined. So home helpers, all of her staff are bonded, background checked. It's a great organization. So you may want to go to homecomfort.org or homehelpers.com. Now,
Reading Home Helpers.com.
I talked with my parents yesterday, and this is something that I really don't like to report, but it's in front of our face, because we all know that many of us need to have you're seeing sports on TV, so that's happening for you, but what's going on?
Not the NBA.
Well, you're getting a chance to see a lot of things, but what's happening for those people who love the arts, connect with the arts, grow through the arts. Broadway has just made an announcement. The shutdown due to the virus is extended until May 30th, 2021. Okay, so just think about that. We think about not just actors and singers and dancers, but you think about the musicians that play, you think about the stagehands, you think about the security,
lighting
think about
mix.
The lighting,
the
yes,
lighting
of course.
Expert, which, of course, is the most important part.
Lighting is everything. And what about the people who park the cars, the restaurants, the places that people stay when they come from out of town? Now, theater started shutting down March 12th. And Carl and I, of course, for many of you, we talked about this, that it was March 11th when we were in San Francisco to go see Hamilton. Something I really wanted to see, and Carl surprised me with tickets, and we went to San Francisco, got dressed, went to the theater, and they just dropped the gate.
Yeah, that afternoon.
2 hours before we got there, they dropped the gate. So that's when it started, and when you think about how many people just,
there's thousands of people out of work because of this, but it also costs the city, in this case, New York, which is already having its problems, millions of dollars, and will continue to cost them millions of dollars because of the reasons you said, not just of taxes, but also the amount of people that come in to go to watch Broadway shows. Hotels are being hit, restaurants are being hit, plus they're shutting down restaurants. I mean, this is going on and on and on.
And if you just add to that, just so you know, that also the entire season of the opera in 140-year history has been canceled. Broadway grossed $1.8 billion last season, attracted a record 15 million people. The producers and labor unions are discussing ways theaters can reopen safely. Say, who knows? Because it changes every second.
It does. Now, however, in Reading, the Reading School District is transitioning from the hybrid schedule to in-person instruction, which means the kids are going back in school. In a unanimous vote, the district's board of trustees previously decided to make the move to a five-day-a-week on-campus schedule with health and safety precautions due to coronavirus. Some teachers are getting more students. Some are losing students. However, they are taking precautions, seating charts to maximize space between the students. Teachers are rearranging the classes to follow the COVID-19 health guidelines and seated two students per table with 3 feet of spacing between them. Her prepared lesson plans and posted assignments, she goes into the Google classrooms, and in this case of one teacher, but they're all doing it, have contacted incoming families to welcome to the classroom. And as the teacher said, it's like the first week of school all over again. Students wear masks throughout the day, wash their hands periodically, sanitize, and they don't share materials. Roughly 125 of the district's 530 distance learning students have returned to school in person. And as many of the remaining approximately 2,200 students who are going to school daily have been moved, some of them to different classes, others staying in the same class. The transitions are not ideal, said a fourth grade teacher, but teachers are supporting one another to make them as smooth as possible. So in-school learning 5 days a week starts in the Reading School District. That's good news. The thing about today's Columbus Day, and for, gosh, decades after decades, Columbus Day has been has been celebrated, like I said, for decades. Now, you're starting to see, instead of Columbus Day, they're changing the holiday to Indigenous Peoples Day. And on the 10th, the Reading Rancheria on Saturday had Indigenous Peoples Awareness or History Day, where you could go down and you could drive through down at the City Hall and get bags and then go to different places around our area here to have pictures taken, or you could take pictures and send them to the Rancheria. But Indigenous Peoples Day, I don't know how many Columbus statues have been torn down, defaced, or whatever, since all this began earlier this year with since the death of George Floyd. According to everything that's been written, though, you're starting to see more things happen, that he was flat down on his face with a guy with his knee on his neck, and Floyd died. The things that are happening since then have been, Portland, 123 day of riots, other riots throughout our nation. Not the protest. The protests stop and the riots begin right after that. Have caused a lot of consternation, people losing their businesses. In many cases, in areas where these are people of color who own these small businesses that have been burnt out. Will they ever come back? And along with COVID, if COVID wasn't enough to fight and you're trying to keep your business open and then it gets trashed and looted, and insurance companies do not pay for riots. They don't pay for riots. So that's, and that's huge. So what do you do then? Where do you turn to?
Well,
like the Zog fire, you can turn to a variety of different government organizations that will help you replace what you've lost. Hopefully, not a member of your family, though we had four die during this. A big story in the Record Searchlight about a man that lost his wife and daughter to the Zog fire. And now they think it could be related to an incident with Sierra Pacific. So,
well, in other news, Facebook, it was updating its hate speech policy to prohibit any content that denies or distorts the Holocaust. You know, here we are this many years later, and we're still dealing with this kind of stupidity. Enforcement of these policies cannot happen overnight, Facebook said in a blog post. There's a range of content that can violate these policies, and it will take some time to train our reviewers and systems of enforcement. I don't know. that kind of thing irates. And then all makes me irate. And then also, like, when we think about what we're experiencing here in our little corner of the world with COVID, you know, even places, I mean, we go through the list of what's happening with England and its uptick of a coronavirus. We kind of knew, or we had heard through the map of the world that coming this fall, which we're in now, that there was going to be a rise of COVID worldwide. Even at the Vatican, two of the Swiss guards tested positive for COVID-19. So, you know, it touches everybody everywhere. And as we're going through this as a world, we just have to realize that this is a worldwide spread pandemic. And it's affecting everyone's lives. So this is why we need to be patient and wear our masks and try to, again, just every day think about what I can do in order to, you know, keep my hygiene, you know, keep my hands clean. We had to go grocery shopping over the week, and we're going to take a break. Just be thinking about that. Be mindful and kind. I just say it's so – we can't even think of it as our liberties. We need to think of it as this is something that's happening. It's not just in Reading. It's throughout the world. And, you know, in my mind, am I going to make it a crazy mind, or am I going to make it a peaceful mind in how I'm going to approach my day? So be thinking in terms like that. This is a little flip switch here. And I'm not trying to be on a podium here and all that stuff. But anyway, I'm just thinking about that because I'm reading these headlines and I'm just going, and I read like five or six, you know, websites of what's going on
everything
through the world.
From Breitbart to Huffington Post. Now that right there will screw your head up. No, but reading one after another will screw your head up. Anyway, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about COVID right here in Shasta County. We'll be right back.
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year, and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV. Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion. Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes. Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing. Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th. Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV. A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I am Steve Morgan, and I'm running for re-election to the Board of Supervisors to represent the citizens of District 4 and Shasta County. My record of trust, integrity, commitment, and proven leadership is a foundation of my service. With my leadership, we have maintained a balanced budget. I will continue to work hard and advocate for Shasta County taxpayers, businesses, and public safety. I am committed to expanding economic prosperity to create and keep jobs. I believe law enforcement agencies and first responders are paramount for our county. As a Vietnam veteran, I am committed committed to supporting our military and veterans. My conservative approach to budgeting, support for industry and business, and commitment to a safe and healthy community earned me endorsements from the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce, District Attorney Stephanie Bridges, Reading Firefighters, Sheriff Eric Magrini, former Sheriff Tom Vasenko, and Sheriff Pope, Operating Engineers Local 3, Sierra Pacific Industries, and many local leaders and business owners. I'd be honored to receive your vote. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Steve Morgan for Supervisor 2020.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Are you tired of corporate-bought Sacramento politicians who don't have any idea what we need in the North State? So am I. That's why I'm running to be our state senator. My name is Pamela Swartz, and I'm your neighbor, not a politician. We've got wildfires burning down our towns and internet connections that don't exist or barely work, and we're stuck with self-serving career politicians. This has to stop. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for state senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for state senate. ID number 142-3306.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Stay away from me. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know, we have so many guests that say, you know what, your producers have the best music. You know, they hear things they never heard before. It's got something to do with what we're talking about. You know, and Ashley and Sue and Jared, I mean, and now Trevor on the weekends.
Travis, on the weekends.
Y'all come up with some of the greatest music. And this is going to be a little bit of a, you know, this last segment before we go into Shasta College, we're going to talk about just a couple things here. But this portion of the show brought to you by, let's talk, think about a happy place, Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Rebecca and Henry are great people. They have, an outstanding collection of jewelry, ranging from estate jewelry to Native American to they have pieces that they design and build themselves. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. Okay, Ashley, catch us up on stats.
All right, we'll start with good news. Zug Fire is at 99% containment with no more growth in acreage. We're still at around 56,000 acres. No evacuation orders, no evacuation centers, no road closures. There are 55 people left fighting this particular fire.
55, okay.
Sent off probably to the August complex, a lot of them.
Well, yeah, at one point it was 1,700 and I think seven, mm-hmm. maybe even 1,770.
They attacked it with everything.
Everything they had, you know, planes, helicopters, and people, those men and women on the ground. Okay, so that's great news.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you had some figures about indigenous peoples there.
Just with the ongoing debate of Columbus Day versus Native American Day versus Indigenous Peoples Day, 14 states plus the District of Columbia celebrates Indigenous Peoples Day instead of observing Columbus Day.
Okay.
And it started, Indigenous Peoples Day started with Berkeley. Back in the early 90s, I believe.
Okay. All right. So, and COVID.
COVID. I'm looking at the latest numbers we have. We're looking for an update later this afternoon, and we'll, of course, share that on our Facebook page. But the latest numbers we have say there are 4 people in the hospital in Shasta County and 0 in the ICU. We've had 1,343 confirmed cases. And then...
Out of how many tests?
52,698.
Okay, so out of 52,700 tests, we've had how many? 1,500?
Yeah, 1,343.
1,343 confirmed
cases.
Okay, and the death rate?
We have 24 people who have died so far with the case.
Okay, and unfortunately, 7 of these in the last, I believe the last week, from the Windsor Assisted Living Facility. Mm-hmm. once it gets into an assisted living facility like that, it is extremely, extremely hard to contain it,
mm-hmm.
unless you can contain it inside the facility. If you've ever had a loved one in one of these facilities where they have dementia and Alzheimer's and other really debilitating diseases or conditions, it's almost impossible to try and keep everybody there separated. It's so unfortunate that once it gets into one of these, you can expect that most of the people in there will catch it. And in this case, most of the staff also caught it, too. And then we have the quote, the Bethel spike. And this has caused all types of consternation. It's caused, stories on the Record Searchlight. It's had, News Cafe is going after it. Had an article on it yesterday. The thing about that was how many cases have been attributed to Bethel?
I believe it was around 123. I'm looking for that number.
That was a spike.
Yeah, wait. When you came out of the break,
and
that was the number I have in my head.
Yeah, right. That was the spike. And when you consider 11,000 people that go to Bethel,
small city.
But it's a small city. But a lot of these students live together.
Right.
Those are here to go to school.
Well, more than half the U.S. states are seeing an increase in COVID right now. With 5 states: Montana, New Mexico, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Vermont, reporting a jump of more than 50% in 1 week.
Well, let's mention New Mexico, because we have knowledge of New Mexico.
Right.
Our kids live there. My daughter's a nurse there and works in these facilities, going. And New Mexico has never opened up their restaurants yet. Nobody has gotten to condition orange or whatever ours was, yellow, in New Mexico. And everybody wears a mask there. So when you see something like this, where are the 50% increases? Is it off of the reservation? It'd be interesting. I'll call my daughter today. But they are there. And if you don't wear a mask, you get fined. I mean, their governor has kept the state shut down, and yet it just showed a 50% rise in cases. Now, does that have to do with the fact that students went back to school? My granddaughter goes to New Mexico State. She started school there this year, but they're taking all of their classes are from their dorm rooms.
And masking in the hall.
Masking anytime you leave your room, right. And masking when they go out together in groups, they mask. Now, I did not ask the question that when they go out to a place and they play beer pong, are they all masked up? I guess I should ask that. But the bottom line there is New Mexico has been one of the places that's really been strict on masks, and they've just had a 50% jump in cases. Why don't you just mask? Why don't you just mask? Look at those European countries. They mask. I think it has to do is that the American psyche is different than the European psyche. They are into government control of their lives. Government health, government assistance, everywhere the government is in a much bigger, and it's hard to believe this, but has a much bigger impact and control on their people than they do in the United States. We are a very independent country. People think independently. People have had their, feel like their rights are being stepped on. Other people are saying, wait a minute, you don't have the right to get me sick. Well, and then you get into the people that say, well, yes, COVID is serious, but it's not this serious. And this, our country is built on the streak of independence, which one of the reasons this is such a great country. We move forward, we find things, we're not restricted. And when people are starting to feel restricted, they push back. Linda and I wear a mask everywhere when we go out. If I've forgotten my mask, I walk back and I get it and I go into stores. The stores, have these signs out there, please mask. Well, I will do that. Inside my house, inside the studios, we don't, but we sanitize all of our equipment. The bottom line, though, is that we still haven't gotten our arms around COVID yet. But there are a lot less people ending up in the hospital that you're showing positive. What does this mean? Now we've got the fall weather, and people are going to be, instead of being outside, are going to be inside more with their families, maybe, you know, some events that, you know, that ordinarily would have taken place are not going to happen now because of COVID. It's just a, you know, you can't compare us to Europe. We're totally different mindsets in most cases. You know, having lived there, having traveled extensively there, how they believe and what they believe in is different than what the typical American does. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with Shasta College, and they've got some great things they're going to talk about today, about including how do you get through school without paying anything. I shouldn't say without paying anything.
Yeah,
but
right.
You know what I mean. You know, but how can you get through school without owing money
good.
At the end?
Yeah. There we go.
We'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Senators continuing to deliver their opening remarks at confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Senator Lindsey Graham says if the president's nominee to replace Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
This is a vacancy that's occurred through a tragic loss of a great woman. And we're going to fill that vacancy with another great woman.
Ranking member Democrat Dianne Feinstein says there's one main reason Democrats will fight against Barrett's confirmation.
Most importantly, health care coverage for millions of Americans is at stake with this nomination.
Republicans say they have the votes they need to conclude the hearings and see Barrett confirmed before the November election. Bob Agner reporting.
Democrat Joe Biden continuing to dodge the question of whether he would support packing the Supreme Court. Biden telling reporters in Arizona that voters will find out his position on the subject when the election is over. The campaigner-in-chief says he's rested, raring to go.
President Trump says he's now, quote, immune from the coronavirus and that he's in, quote, very good shape. The president made the comments in an interview on Fox News. He's set to host his first rally since his COVID-19 diagnosis Monday in Florida. White House Dr. Sean Conley issued a memo Saturday night saying Trump is no longer at risk of transmitting the virus, but it did not say whether the president has tested negative for the virus. On Saturday, Trump spoke from a White House balcony. It was his first public appearance since being treated for COVID-19. Mike Hemp in Washington.
They smashed windows and toppled statues of Presidents Lincoln and Theodore Roosevelt. Rioters in the streets of Portland, Oregon again last night. Police declared a riot to get things back under control. Wall Street, the Dow up 209 points. The S&P is up 41. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rec animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Bangladesh's cabinet approving increasing the maximum punishment in rape cases from life imprisonment to death. This after a vicious attack on a woman, the details went viral online.
A 37-year-old was attacked in Nokhali in the southeast of the country. It was only after a video of the assault went viral that police took action. A number of men have been arrested. One's alleged to have raped the woman at gunpoint several times in the past year. In recent weeks, other gang rapes in the country have also made headlines. The government's been criticised for its failure to address sexual violence. The UN's urged Bangladesh to conduct a review into its handling of rape cases, and concerns have been raised by Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch.
The BBC's Regina Vadanavan reporting. Chinese public health officials will test all 9 million people in one eastern city. for the coronavirus after 9 cases surfaced linked to a local hospital. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Gas prices drifted lower over the past couple of weeks. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg expects that to continue, given the impact of COVID-19 on travel.
The direction for gasoline prices is still more likely to be down than up, because demand weakness is tremendous as a factor.
The national average for a gallon of regular now just under $2.25.
The high in this sample of cities is San Francisco Bay Area at $3.36 for regular, and the low is Houston at $1.78.
Celebrations of the Los Angeles Lakers' win in the NBA Finals got a bit out of hand last night. Rocks and bottles tossed at police trying to keep order outside the Staples Center. It's the Lakers' 17th NBA championship. L.A. beat the Miami Heat to take the crown. And once again on Wall Street this hour, the NASDAQ is up 218 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today is the 12th of October, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. All over there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we have our phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Ashley's at the helm, and Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our morning show. I want to give you where we are today. It looks like we're going to have our temperatures are going to get to be about 84 today. Tomorrow's going to be 88, sunny. Wednesday calls for 88, and Thursday 90, Friday 93, and then Saturday 92 and 87. Looks like we have nothing in the forecast as far as rain. We're going to be next week. Looks like we'll have partly cloudy, but our overnight lows tonight will be 53, and basically, there you go. It's a pretty simple week with great clear skies. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
We had a phone call during the break, and somebody asked me where I was shooting at. Reading Gun Club is open. Reading Gun Club has, you can shoot.
Socially distanced?
Socially distanced. You are. And they offer skeet, trap, rifle shooting, and of course they have about 5 bays that you can shoot pistols in. Outside. Everything is outside. And there's a range safety officer out there at all times.
All right. So was it good?
What?
Your classes this weekend?
I got to shoot.
Yeah.
You know what? When you teach, you don't shoot. So when you come back and you're with a bunch of pros out there shooting, it's a safe range. Everything is from your holster, timed for us. And shooting from anywhere from 3 yards all the way back to 15 yards.
You need
yards.
To be challenged.
Yeah. And trust me, I was challenged yesterday. Some people say I'm challenged all the time. But yesterday I was challenged.
You were born with broad shoulders. Hey, good morning again. And this is our monthly segment with our Shasta College folks. And we're very excited here this morning to have Peter Griggs. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl.
And I love the email that you sent out, because this was just wonderful, astonishing numbers. And we love that this is really positive stuff going on. First of all, our first interview this morning will be with Buffy Tanner, who's the Associate Dean of Student Services. But I wanted to say the congratulations that, which is critically important, financial aid in 2019-2020. Shasta College administered almost $40 million of federal and state aid and scholarship money to students located in Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity counties. Because your fees and tuition are so low, the majority of this aid goes directly to helping students, which congratulations on that. Let's bring on the line Buffy. Good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl. Thank you so much for having me.
Buffy Tanner. Tell us a little bit about yourself so people know who's on the other end of the line.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Reading, and when I graduated from Shasta College, I went away to UC Davis for school, and then eventually came back to Reading in 2003 to work with middle and high school students who were first in their family to go to college, which is where I started learning about financial aid and helping students apply for aid. And then in February of this year, 2020, I became the Associate Dean for Student Services at Shasta College, which supports our admissions office, our financial aid office, and handles all of the back-end processing of financial aid and registration. Lots of moving parts to those offices, but our staff has a huge commitment to help students get registered and get the aid that they need to get into school and stay in school and finish school.
All right, so tell us what's happening at Shasta College. Give us a visual, because all we see in the papers or as we go
COVID,
online is kind of a, you know, I mean, and our granddaughter is going to New Mexico State. So could you please tell us, how does it look at Shasta? What are we doing?
Sure. Well, most of our classes are online this fall, and they'll continue to be online in the spring. We do have a limited number of in-person classes, mostly for our health sciences, our industrial technology, fire science, first responder, ag and natural resources, and then some science labs are also in person. So we do have about 1,100 students on campus throughout the week, either at our downtown campus or the main campus in Reading. But for the most part, students are working on their classes from home, and for the most part, our staff are working from home as well. There are very few staff that are working on campus, with the exception of our facilities folks, our campus safety folks, our business office, and then about a third of our admissions and financial aid office staff are on campus. But mostly folks are working remotely.
It's pretty
quiet on campus.
Yeah, hey, Buffy, the thing about school is you hear about all these people that come out, they owe hundreds of thousands of dollars at the end, they've taken loans out, and this has become a real burden on them, which, by the way, I think it's their responsibility, because you take loans out, you pay them off. Shasta College has offered the special Shasta College opportunity, Shasta Promise, which is 2 years tuition free.
Correct. So one thing that I do want to make clear, that this isn't just for students coming directly out of high school. It's for any student who hasn't previously attended Shasta College. So students who are first time at Shasta College and who are enrolling full time. And so in order to qualify for that, it is not based on financial need, but students do still need to apply to Shasta College, complete our online orientation, complete an education plan with a Shasta College counselor, complete a financial aid application, and we require that because it turns out that a lot of students think that they won't qualify for financial aid, and then when they fill out the application, they actually do. And then they need to enroll in and stay enrolled in every 12 weeks per semester.
Okay.
So with that program, it's the first 2 years tuition-free. So at Shasta College, our enrollment fees, our tuition, is $46 per unit. So it's already very low, but even if those low prices for some students, that can be a big chunk when you start taking 12 units. Even with the Shasta Promise program, students do still need to pay the semester campus and health center fee, which is $41.50 per semester, and then also any course material fees, so like
books,
classes,
books or labs and things like this. I'm familiar with the VA and helping getting people through college and universities. But what are the different types of financial aid that people can get?
So there are four main types. There are grants, which are based on financial need and generally do not need to be paid back. Those typically come from the federal and state government. Scholarships, which are based on a variety of criteria, which may include financial need, but sometimes sometimes don't. They generally don't need to be paid back, and scholarships come from a wide variety of sources, individuals, companies, organizations, and the colleges themselves. Work study is a federal financial aid program where students work typically on campus in a job, and they earn money throughout the year as part of their financial aid package. And then, as you mentioned, there are loans, and obviously loans do need to be paid back. And loans can be accessed through either the federal government or through private lenders.
You know, Buffy, the people don't realize how many scholarships are out there. Safari Club International, which is an organization right here in town, that most people probably haven't heard about, but it's a it's an environmental group that wants to keep properties open for hunting and this. They offer two scholarships a year to people to go to school, $1,000 scholarships. And I understand there's literally millions of dollars out there in scholarships that just go. I mean, people don't apply for them every year. Is that true?
That's true. You know, at Shasta College alone, we administer about...
You need to step up closer, Buffy.
Oh, sure.
Stay in close.
At Shasta College, we administer about 130 different scholarship programs, and there are some scholarships each year that we have a hard time getting applicants for. Partially, one of the reasons why those scholarship dollars go unclaimed is because sometimes scholarship donors have placed too many criteria attached to those dollars. And so the students that might fit that scholarship program is a little bit of a unicorn. They're few and far between. And so if for those of your listeners out there who are thinking about setting up scholarships, please think about having fewer criteria rather than more criteria attached to those scholarship dollars. You'll get more applicants, and you'll have more choices about who to award those funds to.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, Buffy, and we'll be right back. This is Carl Lindebach, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Let's see, coffee, got it, radio, dialed in, check, showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right, join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
When I see our current representatives taking money from special interests, I'm not shocked. When they get nothing done for us, I'm not surprised, because they're taking care of their donors. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for California State Senate. I grew up in Redding. I'm a small business owner living right here in the North State. I don't take money from corporations. I'm running to represent us, not big money. On November 3rd, vote for me, Pamela Swartz, for State Senate.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz for State Senate. ID number 142-3306.
Vote safe, vote early. In Shasta County, all active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail. Voters in Shasta County have multiple safe ways to cast a ballot by Election Day on November 3rd. How to return your ballot is your choice. Starting October 5th, you can vote early in person, by mail, or by Dropbox. Remember, it is your vote, your choice. For more information, call the Elections Department at 225-5730 or go to ShastaVotes.org for safe voting options.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history-making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and overregulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Good morning and welcome to our morning edition of Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott. How are you today on this 12th? That's right. When you're waking up today and you're heading out, it's the 12th, Monday the 12th, the 10th month of the year. And we are, we are in mask days right now. So, hey, Crackmaster knows the ins and outs of proper windshield repair. I know that when I was driving your truck the other day, honey, that you've got a chip and a crack, and we need to take that into Jeff.
The crack is one he fixed 13 years ago. It hasn't gotten any bigger.
Well, I know, but it still needs to be probably re-upped and fixed. But
he guarantees it for life.
So anyway, he's been repairing windshield for years, and the Bureau of Automotive Repair approves Jeff at Crackmaster. He's totally old school. Get your windshield repair there and tell him we sent you. Crackmaster, located at 328 South Market Street.
You know what? No more driving my truck. If you come in and then tell me it needs to be cleaned and how long have the food wrappers been in the back seat? I don't pick them up until they're green. Okay, they have to be a certain shade of green. So if you don't like driving my truck, don't drive my truck. Okay, that's easy. You don't let me drive your car.
All right.
Moving right along. We're here with Buffy Tanner,
who's
the Interim Associate Dean of Student Services, who, you know what?
She's laughing.
She's the money girl here. We talked about the types of financial aid available. By the way, there are 7,000 students going to school at Shasta College. And when you think about that number, that's a large number to have. Now, how does a student apply for financial aid at Shasta College, Buffy?
So there are several different applications that a student can submit for financial aid. The primary application is the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, also called the FAFSA, which is what most people are familiar with. And that application is for U.S. citizens and some eligible non-citizens. But in California, we also have the California DREAM Act application, which was modeled after the FAFSA for non-citizens. So we recommend that students fill out one of these primary applications because it will consider a student for all of those types of aid that I mentioned before, the grants, the work study, the loans, and a number of scholarships do require information from either a FAFSA or a California DREAM Act application as well. Both those applications are available now. They started being available October 1st. And in California, we have a priority deadline to be considered for California grant programs, the Cal Grant, and that deadline is March 2nd. But because some scholarships use that information and they may have earlier deadlines, we really encourage students to submit their FAFSA or their California DREAM Act application earlier rather than later. So the applications are available now. They can submit them anytime now up until the time that they start school next year. But the earlier they submit, the more time they have to deal with any problem issues that come up with their applications.
So there could be delays then?
There can be. So once an application is submitted, it gets electronically processed, and then the colleges listed on the application can download the information. That process right there takes at least 2 to 3 weeks. So sometimes we get students who, you know, come in the middle of August and say, I want to start classes tomorrow, and I'm submitting my financial aid application today. Will I get financial aid tomorrow? The answer is no. So at least 2 to 3 weeks for the application to be processed and received by the college. And then our staff has to take some time to review the information and put together what's called a financial aid package. Sometimes in that initial electronic processing, the state or the federal government may find, oh, there's something in this application that's a little unusual, and the student may be asked to submit some additional documentation called verification. That will be communicated to the student via email, and it will be posted on the student's online college portal, exactly what information is needed, what forms need to be filled out and turned in. But if a student is selected for verification, and the whole financial aid awarding process stops until the student turns in that paperwork. So that's what can cause problems.
I know with the VA that even when I had all the paperwork filled out correctly, it took them several weeks to get it going. So, but and the student's on the hook for that then, right? Until they get that money.
Until they get their money, correct.
You know, when we talk about scholarships, and you've already addressed scholarships to a point, but one of our listeners has said that there are a lot of Shasta County scholarships that include Shasta High School, Foothill, and other schools, but didn't include UPREP. Do you know anything about that?
Sure. So scholarships, because the money is put up by either an individual, maybe a family, or a business, or a community organization, again, that particular scholarship donor chooses the eligibility criteria for that money. So it's private money, so they can attach the criteria.
Okay.
And so sometimes what you have is somebody graduated from Shasta High School, and they want to support a student who graduates from Shasta High School. So they limit the eligibility criteria just to Shasta High School
graduates. Okay. So if somebody wanted to have it, there's no other reason for it except that then. So it's not like, oh, no, Youth Prep is a charter school. But if somebody that wanted to, they could start a scholarship for Youth Prep.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And if somebody's got an existing scholarship, it may be that they don't realize that they've limited that criteria, and they may choose to change their criteria and be a bit more inclusive about the school that students can be coming from. So to find those local scholarships, the high school counselor or the high school counseling office at the high schools typically has the list of local scholarships that students can apply for.
You know, when you fill out the paperwork, which sounds like it, you know, it can be maybe a little tedious or something. If you fill it out once, are you good then for the rest of the school, or do you have to do this every year?
So do not make the mistake that I made when I was in a senior in high school, which was exactly that. I thought I applied for financial aid my senior year in high school, and I thought that was it, and I never applied again. That's not how it works. You have to apply every year that you're in college. Scholarships, most scholarships are just one-year scholarships, and so you have to look for and apply for scholarships every year that you're in college. But definitely that FAFSA or that California Dream Act application, that has got to be filled out every year that you're in college.
Okay. All right. So, you know, you've got a family and their kids, you know, a couple kids have applied, and they meet the qualifications because their parents don't have a lot of money or there's financial problems. But then on that fateful Friday, they win the lotto.
Mm-hmm.
How does that change their scholarships?
So in the application, there are a couple questions. One thing to understand that we're talking about the applications for 2021, 2022. And I'll just say as an aside, it's not too late for a student who's currently in college to apply for the current 2020-21 year.
Okay.
So just let folks know out there, it's not too late. But for 21-22, the income information that the application is going to be asking about is from 2019. So the FAFSA and the California Dream Act application go back 2 years.
Okay.
And the questions about assets on the application, the way that the question is worded is, as of today, what is the net value of your assets? What's in your checking savings account as of today? So on the day that you fill out the application. So if you do receive a windfall after you submit the application, we don't necessarily know because the application says as of today. What do you have?
Okay. So somebody could be better off financially, but they've already applied for it.
Correct.
And it's
now,
money.
Conversely, on the other hand, somebody may have done fine in 2019 and may not initially be eligible for aid, but 2020 has been a rough year. Right?
Yeah, I was going to say now the opposite side of it because it's impacted on so many families.
Exactly. So people have had their working hours cut. People have lost jobs. All sorts of things have happened. And so we do, every single college has an appeal process for a loss of income. Now, we're talking about there needs to be a fairly substantial loss of income. So, you know, say somebody's hours went from 40 hours a week to 35 hours a week. That's probably not going to trigger much of a change in their financial aid application information. But if somebody went from working 40 hours a week to 20 hours a week, that's a significant change, and we have an appeal process to consider that situation.
Okay. Now, we got to run, Buffy, but what resources are out there available to students if they get stuck or have questions?
Sure. For high school seniors, your best resource is your high school counselor. If you're headed to Shasta College, whether you're in high school or out of high school, we have staff available in our office who can set up a virtual appointment over the computer, over the phone to help you fill out the applications. If you call 242-7650, again, that's 242-7650. If you're planning to go to another college, not Shasta College, the College Options Center in Reading can also help you fill out applications, and they can be reached at 244-4022.
Okay.
Again, that's 244-4022.
Okay, Buffy Tanner, who's the Associate Dean of Student Services, has been our guest, and we thank you so much for being with us today, Buffy. And you know what? Somebody can go through a university and come out on the other end not owing an arm and a leg. They just have to be able to find the resources and take advantage of the resources that are out there. That's what I'm getting. Okay. Thanks, Buffy. Have a good day. Stay safe.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break right now. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. These people at Cornerstone Community Bank are your neighbors. And, even the board of directors are local. When you think about it, that makes a difference. Cornerstone Community Bank is moving local dreams forward. Even during the COVID crisis, during fires, during everything, they are still moving local dreams forward. Two branches in town at 192 Hartnell Avenue at Raley Shopping Center, in the old Raley Shopping Center, and at 1845 California Street in the downtown Reading. And for our friends in Red Bluff, 500 Riverside Way in Red Bluff. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:32 in the morning, about 58 degrees out there.
Why is the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed your answer to better health and wellness? It's proven quality sleep. Any more questions?
Yes, I'm always freezing, and he overheats.
It's temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable.
So I'll have more energy for yoga.
Yes, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
Namaste.
Namaste to you, too. Now save up to $700 on select new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
paid for by Adam Mack Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
8:36 in the morning on this Monday, the 12th of October. How are you doing today? Looks like we're going to have beautiful skies today with around 84, partly cloudy tonight with 53. Tomorrow calls for 87. And again, clear skies through the week with Wednesday around 87, Thursday 92. Well, you can get a tan again. And Friday 92. And there you go for our weekly beautiful skies in October. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Well, should we go to the phones?
Yeah, let's go to Andrew Dowdert, who is the program director for the Health Information Technician, Health Information Management Program. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. How are you?
We're very good. And, Andrew, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're not from around here, huh?
No, I'm not around Reading. I'm in Southern California, closer to San Diego. A few words about me. I was born in Poland, educated in Poland, came to United States as any other immigrant, have to start my life from the beginning. Went back to school, graduated as occupational therapist, then went back to school again, graduated in health information management. And here I am running health information technology and management programs at Shasta College.
Well, how'd you end up here at Shasta College?
You know, that's a good question and probably very easy to answer. I think I was looking for opportunity to go back to educational field that I know for many years from my previous experience in Europe and outside of Europe. So Shasta College was opening that program, and I just applied, and I probably was one of those lucky ones.
Well, first of all, thank you for wanting to come to our country. And I have found that immigrants to our country love this country and maybe appreciate it more than some of our people born here, because you've had an opportunity to compare.
Yeah, it's true. I have opportunity to compare and see the big difference, and I can assure you that with my experience working on three continents and traveling a lot, I can tell you United States is still the best country in the world.
Well, you know what? I hear this all the time from those who have immigrated to our country, anywhere from India, from Poland, and other places. And people don't realize that what a great deal we got here. And, I always think that, you know what, everybody ought to go over and live someplace else and then come back here and say, we're terrible here. Well, we're not. And anyway, thank you. But thank you for your comments, and thank you for wanting to join us. You chose us. So thank you. Hey, what is the health information management program, especially with all the COVID and all of everything that's going on? What is the health information management program?
Health Information Management Program, right now, it's a very complicated and growing rapidly field in healthcare. It is a field that many years ago we used to say a medical records office when you go to hospital or your primary provider and ask for your record. Right now, because of the digital world, everything is done by the computers, very complicated computer systems, and those people are educated to manage those computer systems in big hospitals, small clinics, private offices. They are responsible for all your medical records, for analyzing your medical records, for providing your medical records for research, and also to insurance companies and government institutions. So it is a field that has three components. It's a technical field, components of computer systems and computer technology, a legal field that has components of all legal aspects of revealing your healthcare record as HIPAA and other state and federal laws and regulations. And also it has a managerial aspect, because you will be running health information departments in hospitals, or you will be in charge of many projects going in healthcare facilities. So, in short, it is a field that has three components: digital, computer systems, legal, and managerial.
Can you get a bachelor's degree through Shasta College with this?
Yes, you can. This is an excellent question, because we know very well that the problem with education is a cost of education. And in 2016, California decided to open some of the bachelor's program in community colleges. And Shasta is one of the 15 colleges in California that were awarded a bachelor's degree, and we were given a health information management degree along with Mesa College in San Diego. So our program is fully accredited. We can give you bachelor's degree the same as University of California, and we have that opportunity to make this degree much easier, cheaper, and really directed to particular community like Reading.
You know, one of the things that people don't realize, I didn't realize till today, is that your health information management program has always been completely online. So it hasn't been a big change for you there, has it?
No, it has not been a big change in that environment of COVID-19 because Shasta College decided from the beginning that this program has to be 100% online. And when I started working and designing courses and program, it has the component that is delivered 100% online. Mesa College that has the same program is a hybrid, so the students must go once a week to the classroom, but in our case, it is 100% online.
Okay. Well, you know, how do your students and your teachers handle that, your instructors?
You know, from the instructor point of view, I think we are more than okay, and we handle this very well because everything there is designed to deliver online. From the student perspective, I always say to students that the biggest enemy of taking courses online is you yourself as a student and how you manage your time. Because taking courses online, it's very challenging and it's probably quite difficult if you have full-time job, you have family, you have other obligations. You still have to find a time during the week to do your assignments, to read your textbook, to take a quiz, and you have to really be very disciplined in your life for 2 years that you will graduate on time.
Well, when you're talking like this, you know, I think now you have lecture series. Now, are these lecture series, they have to be there, or can they just pull them up and watch them at their leisure?
They can pull them up at the leisure. We have a system called Canvas. It is a system that allows us to put all our academic materials on the system. And students can pull this 24 hours a day and can work, you know, early morning or late afternoon or even in the evening. And everything is there. So I personally try to record, let's say, like a short video around 30 minutes and give students some ideas about readings for this particular week or for this chapter. And they can watch anytime.
Okay. Hey, we are here with Andrew Dowdert, who is the Program Director for the Health Information Technician and the Health Information Management Program, which is all online. So you can, when we come back, I want to talk about what kind of jobs can people get, and is this, and, you know, with our aging population, I can't help but think this is a growth industry. But let's talk about that when we get back. It's 55 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 84 today. Weather Report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's starting to get colder. 365-3793. We'll be right back.
Did you know that every day in the state of California, 10,000 people turn 65 years old? Yep, 10,000 every day. And the resources needed to allow you or your senior parents to be happy and healthy during these special years can be complicated at best. So where do you begin to find the local resources you may need? ReadingSeniorSource.com. This is an online senior resource directory which will connect you with everything from Medicare supplemental insurance assistance, senior transportation, estate planning attorneys, home care agencies, assisted living communities, and hundreds more. This directory has been a labor of love created by me, Mary Ann Seifert, owner of Mary Ann Senior Placement Services. I have over 2 decades of experience assisting seniors in our community and saw a need for resources to be accessible by everyone. Just go to ReadingSeniorSource.com. That's ReadingSeniorSource.com.
Hello, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. From 2006 to 2014, I served on the Reading City Council, and most of those years, I also sat on the Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee. Through the Reading Rancheria, we donated millions of dollars to the City of Reading, Shasta County, and many special districts. This much-needed money was allocated for things like the Reading Fire Department's ladder truck, and positions in the Sheriff's Office, and positions in the DA's Office. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and this is why I support the tribe. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Career politicians in Sacramento are holding fancy fundraisers with rich donors and are too busy to pay attention to us. We deserve housing we can afford, quality education, health care, and jobs that support our families. I'm Pamela Swartz, and I'm running for State Senate. I grew up in Reading. I'm your neighbor, not a politician. Vote for me, Pamela Swartz, and I'll work for jobs and investment in our district. And not for big money donors.
Paid for by Pamela Swartz, State Senate. ID number 142-3306.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Right.
Here in the studio.
If that doesn't start your feet when you... Okay, you just move it out
of
bed.
Yeah.
You put your little feet on the floor, and you're like, you don't even... They're not even together. You're like, already, toe, heel, toe, heel, toe, heel. On the way to the bathroom. Toe, heel, toe.
And yeah. Doing some twirls. And you know what? Peter Griggs is with us, who is the information officer out at Shasta College. He's busting some moves in here. He's busting some moves in here. I was using my very best, you know, the shopping move.
How could you not?
Like that. And Linda's, you know, singing along with it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR.
Wish you could see it.
8:52 in the morning here on the 12th of October. Tomorrow, Shasta Region will be with us. Turtle Bay maybe. Turtle Bay is switching over to a couple of their people.
Oh, they got some wonderful, they have wonderful
got,
things
got
on the horizon.
Going, but Shasta Regional Medical Center will be with us, and it's going to be an interesting time because maybe do some catch up on this COVID. Now, with us
is Andrew Dowgert. He's the program director, health information technician. We've had a wonderful interview so far. So let me ask you a question here, Andrew. What type of careers are there in the HIM program locally, state, and nationally? And is it a growing field?
Yes, it is a growing field, but let me just make one correction. We call our one of our programs Health Information Technology, not Technician. So.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
HIT.
No.
Okay, technology, not
technology.
Oh, okay.
Encompasses a little more than just technician. So we have two programs, one at the associate level that is called Health Information Technology, and this is a starting point to jump to bachelor's degree and go to Health Information Management. Yes, it is a growing field across the country, growing, like I mentioned before, because technology is coming to us in a very rapid pace, and healthcare is in need of people who understand technology, can work with technology, and can provide all kinds of analysis of that technology to healthcare facilities. As it comes to jobs, what kind of jobs our graduates can do, it's a variety of jobs, and it depends really on the setting of healthcare. It can be, you know, even going back and teaching in college. If you have a bachelor's degree and you have experience in healthcare, you can come and be a faculty member at even Shasta College. You can find a job as a data analyst, because that is something also growing very fast. And it needs a lot of people who understand how to analyze all kinds of data. And right now you mentioned COVID. A lot of data is coming to us. We have to analyze and we have to see what we can produce with that data and give to scientists and researchers to do something for the future. They can work as a coding managers, because everyone encounter between you and your doctor has to be coded in a special way that can be later used by insurance companies and other providers.
Andrew, that's grown a lot, because it used to be a relatively small number for those codes, and now it's grown to thousands. Is that true?
Yeah, it is growing all the time. Right now, United States introduced, you know, ICD-10 codes, and we were probably one of the last countries to introduce ICD-10. Then we have already, you know, ICD-11 codes implemented in some countries. So. Yeah, it is something that is changing all the time. Why? Because new procedures are coming to the clinical field. New classification of new diseases, illnesses are coming. So everything has to be coded and updated. They can work in revenue cycle, because one of the part of the hospital existence is also to have revenue, you know, to be in a good financial shape. They can work in the insurance companies, paying your bills for all kinds of medical encounters. And also they can work, you know, in some legal system, you know, providing expertise mm-hmm. on releasing your information.
Wow. So it sounds like there's a plethora of places they could work.
Yeah, there is a lot of places. And I said to my students also, be creative. You can even, because you know very well healthcare data, you even can go and look outside of healthcare for a job. And outside of healthcare, it can be even your vet clinics. They are also doctors who need, you know, people mm-hmm. who understand computer systems and clinical data. Okay. And you can find a good job even there.
Andrew, kind of running out of time here, but can, uh-huh. how much can students expect to earn their median income?
You know, it's a question that probably I cannot answer. It depends on experience from the beginning. As a new graduate without experience, I probably between 40 to 60,000.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty good starting salary.
I think, yeah, it's a decent salary without experience.
Hey, I have one last question. We're looking at your bio. You speak 150 different languages. not really.
Yeah, almost.
But one of them is, and I've got to know, what is Shona?
Shona is an African language that is used predominantly in northern South Africa and Zimbabwe.
Okay.
But you know what?
Because the rest of them are like Polish, Russian, German. Shona. And I'm going, Shona. And I've thought maybe that was a dialect, but it's not. It's a major language in North and South Africa.
It's a major language, yeah.
How'd you learn that?
It's a major language.
Yeah, how'd you learn that?
Sorry?
Yeah, but, so why did you learn that language?
Oh, my life brought me there, and I used to live there for 4 years.
Oh, okay. All right. We've been with Andrew Dowdert, who is the Program Director of the Health Information Technology and Health Information Management out of Shasta College. And just starting out, you can get the 40,000 to 60,000, and there are just so many jobs out there for these people. And you can get your bachelor's out from Shasta College with this. So thank you so much for joining us, Andrew.
And thank you, Peter Griggs, and everybody from Shasta College for joining us here on KCNR this morning, and Buffy Tanner as well.
Okay. Everybody have a great day. Remember, it's good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?